Up next, we have Susan.
Hi, I'm Susan. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you. I don't know. Am I supposed to talk into this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. I have no idea what emotional sobriety is. I've been asked to share on this before, and it's the share is always different because it just always depends on where I'm at, obviously. My sobriety date is June 9th of 2013, so I just celebrated 6 years, and to me, that's wild. I also have the least amount of time on this panel, which is great because I don't know shit. So it just reinforces that. I really enjoy being like the lowest on the totem pole because like the more time that goes on, the more I realize I don't really know anything. I knew a hell of a lot at a year sober. Like I knew all the things. I knew even more at 3 years sober, and at 6 years sober, I know less than I did probably walking through the door except for how to ask for help. I really liked what each of the panelists said before me. I really wish that I had, you know, that God concept that I could reach out to and call on, but that's never been my truth. I don't believe in God. I'm an atheist in recovery. I'm an atheist in the 12 steps, and it works. I've found spirituality. I do things, you know, that's suggested, prayer and meditation. Took me a long time to get that one down, though. My higher power is the movement of recovery. Like, I see it working. There's something there. It's, like, nothing that I can explain or, like, that I had anything to do with. I just know that it works. And so, like, when Mackie's talking about leaning in, that's where I go. I go to my people. I go to you guys. I go to my sponsor. I go to women with time, sometimes men, and seek answers, you know? The pause was talked about a lot. That second part to that, the follow-up, is the asking for the redirection. Like, all right, I'm being a total bitch. Like, where do I go with this? I need to stop. What's the deal? Like, I call someone. Am I acting out in fear? Am I being selfish? Like, you know, the questions. And then as I'm in that pause, I'm seeking, you know, the next right step. I'm seeking, like, what action needs to be taken, what words need to be said that, like, are not my innate reaction in that moment to whatever's happening. I'm not good at that, by the way. Progress, not perfection, though. So in the last 6 years, I've learned just to embrace my beliefs. Like, I thought that I needed to believe in this thing, this God, and that if I didn't, I was going to die. You know, I couldn't stop using, I couldn't stop drinking. Like, this is AA, this is my home. My home group is a Friday morning big book study with a bunch of old-timer, hard-ass alcoholic women. I'm not allowed to talk about using heroin, you know, in that room. But it's all the same disease. And, like, there are a lot of women in that group that have 30, 40 years sober that are just like me in their beliefs. My grand sponsor has like 35 years, and she's also an atheist. My sponsor is an atheist, but they're very spiritual women. It's weird. I never thought that that was a possibility, but it is. So I'll just summarize like what I've experienced as far as like emotional progress. Like, I came in a mess. We all come in a mess. We don't come in because we want to make friends and party. It's because we're like fucked. So I have that. I couldn't like. When it talks about the bedevilments and it talks about, you know, like, our emotional nature, like, there was no rhyme or reason to anything that I said or did. Like, I'm seeing time hops from, like, several years ago, and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. From minute one all the way down to the end of the day, there's, like, 50 posts, and it's, like, up and down and up and down and up and down. And it's, like, whether I was high or detoxing or whatever it was, like, I could have been having a good day, and, like, all this, like, stuff was just going through me, and I there was really no, like, reason for any of it except for I was an alcoholic, like in it, like in my disease. So I get sober. I don't feel anything. Like, all I'm feeling is like I'm coming to these conferences and I'm like hanging out and like going to meetings, and I'd been introduced to like energy drinks. I'd never really experienced those before unless there was like vodka in it, right? And like even then I was just like, eh. And I'm having a great time, and like I'm like jacked up, and I'm just not feeling anything. And I asked my sponsor, I was like, when am I going to start feeling something? She's like, you will. Don't worry. And then I felt stuff, like, boom, like all at once. And I was like, I don't know if I can get through this. She's like, just be grateful that you're able to feel things, because that's like a natural process. Like, there's physiological changes that go on in your body when you're removed from these substances that you had relied on for so long. So I started feeling things and I hated it. You know, I don't like feelings. I'm not like emotional like that. I had to embrace them. I had to acknowledge them, and I couldn't just like get rid of them anymore. I couldn't stuff them. I'm like stone cold sober. Here they are. I'm doing this crying thing. And I'm not like that. And so that was interesting. And so like as I'm progressing in my sobriety, things are leveling out a little bit. I'm not like this like psychotic mess all the time. I mean, which is debatable, but I had these experiences. Like, I had my daughter taken away by CPS, and my rights were being severed. And I was sober for about 9 months at the time, and I was freaking out. And my sponsor at the time asked me how my prayer and meditation was, and I was like, I pray. She's like, didn't ask. I asked, like, both, like, non-negotiable, both. You have to be doing both. Like, one's talking, one's shutting up and listening. So I meditated on this situation, like, do I go in and fight with, like, AA on my side, like, letters of recommendation and all these women and men coming to speak for me, or do, like, I do the right thing, and or, like, what was the right thing? And I got a definitive answer in that meditation that I was doing. And, like, that doesn't happen often, but for whatever reason, it happened then. And the answer was just be, like, be present. Like, don't fight. Don't. Try to drag anything out. Don't, like, you've put this child and your family through all this. Like, just do the right thing. And to me, the right thing was just to allow the severance to happen without agreeing to it, without fighting it. And I was okay, and I was really confused as to why I didn't want to get high, or why I didn't want to drink, or why I didn't want to, you know, punch somebody's face in. And my sponsor's like, welcome to the spiritual awakening. Welcome to, like, your progress. And that was amazing for me. And I've had situations throughout the you know, next several years where, like, I remember, like, that would be, like, an amazing reason to go get loaded. And, like, I just didn't. I didn't want to. I still haven't experienced that, like, craving. And I've experienced the promises. And so, like, to me, emotional sobriety is just like the progress that we make on, like, well, just not being big pieces of shit, like just realizing, like, when to keep my mouth shut, or when to apologize, or when I need to work on something like a character defect, and not just being like right all the time, which I am a lot, like, in my head. I'm just right all the time. And, like, getting sober and having that awakening and doing the right things, right? Not lying, not cheating, not stealing, helping your fellow man, being of service, like being kind, loving, all these things that we're supposed to do, practicing these principles, isn't saying that you need to radically change who you are fundamentally as a person. It just means taking all of those, like, defects that you have and spinning it into an asset. And, like, doing the right thing, like, universally there's the right thing, and just doing that, you know. I don't ever expect to be this, like, totally enlightened, like, perfect, like, circuit speaker person, because I am human and I am just flawed, but, like, I get to go through this process and just, like, see things change in hindsight. It's never in the moment. It's always, like, after the fact. And, like, just live this beautiful life. When it's shitty, when it's good, when it's boring, whatever, just be here, be present, and just be able to help someone else, which is not really something that I'd ever really been able to do before getting sober. So, yeah, I have 3 minutes left. I don't really have anything else to say, except for, like, I honestly, I've listened to pitches. I listened to what they had to say before me. I still have no fucking clue what emotional sobriety is. All I know is, like, I'm constantly working towards being my ideal versus that person that I was 6 years ago. And, like, as long as I'm making progress there, I, like, feel like that's pretty emotionally sober. So thank you so much, Path.